Because people were relegated to their homes, those who'd been walking with the Lord saw as an opportunity to rebuild the family units, which is the cornerstone of the culture or society, to homeschool your children instead of letting the public communist indoctrination centers known as public schools. My sister would be really upset with me now. To indoctrinate your children into the social communist teachers union and the program. Sorry. And the manipulation and mind control over your children, which is becoming even more evident. Gay rights came into place, and then started being moved into the educational system also. All right. And then you could also start your home businesses, your cottage industries. You could go back to more, instead of a high-strung, high-speed race, it was almost like it was a required Shabbat for the year. It was the beginning of a Shabbat. It was an enforced by the Holy Spirit. If you took it positively, there were things that you could do to rebuild and restore. But it also destroyed a lot of people because it was the beginning of the powers of darkness. So there really are two sides to this dialectic, you know, synthesis and thesis and thesis and antithesis and into synthesis to try to, the enemy tries to form the narrative, cognitive dissonance, so that you will come into agreement with his satanic plan. No, we're not going to do that. It's the beginning of the dismantling of the global economy. Remember, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. This is not an easy thing to apply, you know, especially with people who are carnal Christians, which in the United States, that's most of those who call themselves Christian are carnal. They're ruled by their flesh. They think their flesh is God. Anyway, we won't go there. So the judgment is on the wicked. It's not on the righteous. Also, COVID is was a genocidal depopulation plan. It's the destroying of the food distribution resources. The extreme weather patterns have come in, and yes, it's weather manipulation by God's permission. Okay. The debasing of the financial system internationally, the debasing of the energy resources, which is all, this is all manipulated. It does say in Revelation, it's the evil men of the world, the wicked men of the world that destroy them. It's not cow flatulence. It's not, you know, the fact that you drive a car. We need CO2 emissions for the ecosystem to function properly. Trees like carbon, okay? So, I mean, what a mess. And then infanticide. This is infanticide. It's all global depopulation. And they stated their premise down at the Georgia Guidestones, that the population will be brought down to 500 million people that they can control. Who's they? The wicked men of the world, of course. So now, since Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court judge, has the honorable, most honorable, not all judges are honorable. In fact, most of them are dishonorable and corrupt. Sorry, guys. You better straighten out your act. You'll stand before God. It doesn't matter what I say. It matters what God says according to his holy word. So weigh it and measure it according to the rod of God's standard, the rod of Moses, the law. The law is the civic body for nations. And if you're a Christian, you operate on an even higher law. It's not, oh, God loves me, now I can do whatever I want. It's God loves me, and he will perfect that which concerns him in me. He will be perfected in righteousness, his righteousness. It's a higher law. There's more requirement. There's more accountability, especially in any area of leadership. So now Clarence Thomas is considering reviewing the gay rights as a result of overturning Roe versus Wade, the pro-abortion bill, which is, and I'll talk about that in just a minute, the pro-abortion bill. Now that, and there's a couple other things that are happening. Yes, gay rights, the school rights, you as parents have the rights to educate your children, not just because you have money to put them in a private school, but they do not have to be taught and be groomed for pedophile homosexual acts in public school. That's the blunt way to put it, because that's what's happening. You put your children in public school, you are complicit with the agenda of grooming your children to become pedophile victims and eventually become pedophiles themselves. And don't let the church turn it up and say, oh, we wouldn't do that. Look, social service, CPS, all the socialist, institutions that operate in our culture that are moving us towards socialism. It's a soft form of moving the society or the culture towards totalitarianism. Communism is the hard revolutionary end. Socialism doesn't work. We'll take you to the streets and kill you. Okay? Kill, steal, and destroy. Lie. Gee, I wonder who's behind that. Sounds like demonic, satanic agenda. Yes, Marxism is satanic. Richard Wurmbrand, you can read his book, Satan and Marx. It is definitely satanic. So you're complicit if your children are going to public schools. I don't care if you are on the school board. You're complicit. Gay rights. Also, it's also being pushed. We're getting our victories. Gun rights, okay? And in New York, yeah, that's at the city level, government. But also illegal vaccinations. We need to pray for that. That there is no, the jab mandate is a pack of lies for destruction. Pack of lies. All right, let me go back to the issue with the overturning Roe versus Wade. If you want to go to my website, kdpearlministries.com, on the schedule page, you can see it, October 1st, Supreme Court. You can open up that page. There's all kinds of documentation. The amicus that was filed, the People's Court, I have video clips, there's a few interviews, some witness testimonies, etc. The very bottom, I have the current, I think it's called Roe versus Clancy, ruling, the opinion, and then the actual statement of the overturning of Roe versus Wade. That was at a, national governmental level. So, what does that mean? That means that we've closed the door legally. See, Satan's a legalist, Has to have a door to come into your country. Has to have a door to come into your life that you've opened for him through murder. Okay, that's abortion. Through the occult, practicing, worshiping other idols. Through lying, through breaking the Ten Commandments. Very simple. Okay? You open the door and allow the enemy to come in, those spirits, to come in and influence you and operate through you. How do you close this door? By repentance. First, you have to acknowledge Jesus Christ is your God. He's the Son of God. Because he's the only one that can erase the stain of that sin. And then the door is closed. and the enemy cannot come into your temple, your body. Don't you know your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit? Okay. Deliverance is not, you know, a difficult thing. The difficult thing is walking in the holiness that is required to have that authority. You don't give your keys to your five-year-old to drive the car. Okay? It's a lot of power. That's a lot of authority. And you're going to think it's you, right? And dad, you're sitting on dad's lap. I saw this the other day. And you think you're driving the car and, whoa, I'm really cool. It has nothing to do with it. Your father drives the car in the name of Jesus. And you have to come under submission to what he is commanding. And if you go off on your own will and your own way, you have gone astray. So now the bill takes it down to the state level, that the states will decide how they're going to handle abortion issues. Well, now, isn't that nice? No, because it's going to divide the states and they're going to be, quote, sanctuary abortion states, whatever that means. And of course, the enemy's still twisting and lying and devising, but I'll tell you what it means. This is furthering the divide between the righteous and the wicked. There will be righteous cities and there will be wicked ones. There will be righteous states and wicked ones. There will be goat nations and sheep nations. And Jesus will divide them according to the government. And it will go right down to the individual level. What do you choose to do? What will you choose to do? All right, and the third segment of this is the second segment of Firegate 2. And the message, God's going to be glorified in this. You watch and see. God will be glorified in the events coming up. You wouldn't believe it. I have a prophecy. I think it was in January. You wouldn't believe it if I told you. You wouldn't believe it. And what's next? What's next for Beit Chaim, the hand of God? It's Israel. And don't get me started on how wonderful the Jews are. They aren't. They're the biggest sinners in the whole world. They developed communism and the Bolshevik Revolution. And if I disclose the wickedness, 90% of the Jews in Israel have gotten vaccinated. They're going to die within 2 years. So who's going to be running Israel? Why isn't there any government in Israel? Because God's making a statement that this land is mine. My eyes are always here in Jerusalem. They've never left. My heart is always here. Always. The land belongs to the Lord. And it is being misstewarded. And God's going to remove some people. It says in Zechariah, you know, 2/3 will go through, there'll be furnace. They're going to go through the furnace. All right. Firegate 3 is the next segment. I'm going to go into Jeremiah 12.